Good morning, everyone. We are gathered for the senior reflections this morning, and also happy to have Emulate opening our time of worship. Five seniors are bringing reflections on how their faith and/or their spirituality has been nurtured as a student, or at least during their college years here at EMU. And we've given them prompts from the EMU mission, vision, and value statements, asking the students to focus on one or more, a couple of these prompts for their reflections. Just a reminder of some of what we say is important to us in our mission, vision, and values. Faith and spirituality related things. Our Christian community challenges students to pursue their life calling through scholarly inquiry, artistic creation, guided practice, cross-cultural encounter. We invite each person to follow Christ's call to bear witness to faith, serve with compassion, walk boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace. EMU envisions a learning community marked by passionate Christian faith, offering healing and hope in our diverse world. We commit ourselves to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. And finally, EMU embodies the enduring values of the Anabaptist tradition: Christian discipleship, community, service, and peace building. Reflections will connect or be launched from those values and mission and purpose statements in some way. And we thank these seniors for bringing reflections in this order: Susan Sewell, Rachel Bradigan, Perry Blosser, Suri Mendoza, Rachel Sturm. And also, Andrew Sitzman and Jeremy Brenneman will bring an instrumental reflection at the end, a piece that they prepared for recital a few weeks ago. And so we open with Emulate, and we'll move through the program, trusting that there will be encouragement for all of us in this space today.
Amen. come together to work so that face to face we can instruct our hands to build a house of grace. For every one of us here is a dwelling place, and we're assembled for a holy city. Alleluia, alleluia. Together to work so that hand in hand we raise our voices up to mark the place we stand. And every step that you take is a promise that when you are heading for a holy city, alleluia, 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 your holy city, alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Debate competitively for 7 years. So when I came to college, I was still in debate mode, because that's what my friends and I did. We argued all the time for fun. Talked about predestination versus free will. So many pointless arguments where we didn't actually change each other's mind. And we thought we knew what we were talking about. But I came to college still in that mindset and realized quickly that arguing to win really doesn't make you very many friends, especially when you don't have a good foundation of friendship to begin with. But this community and my friends and professors have all provided really awesome environments for having discussions. I have so many memories of staying up until the early morning in the lounge in Cedarwood, or on top of Ecce Homo in Jerusalem, or in the cafeteria till way past the closing point and when they wanted to kick us out. And this community has challenged me to think about, why do I believe Christianity is true? Or talk about pacifism, or talk about all of the other hot topics in Christianity. And though I have been challenged way past my comfort zone of Northern Virginia, Anglican denomination, homeschooled background, It's all been really beneficial for me because it hasn't been in a non-destructive manner. I've been challenged by all of you, and I've come out of these conversations feeling like I was heard, feeling like everybody was respected, and feeling like I knew something different and understood someone's worldview better than I did before, and felt like I became better friends, and found that I really love having friends with different core beliefs than me because it makes conversation so much more interesting. So that has been one of the biggest things that I have learned from my time here at EMU, and given me a huge respect for people who have different worldviews than I have. My debater internal struggle still comes out strong a lot of time, but I hope it's characterized more by Christ's work, because as I've lived here among my community, it's been more of what we do rather than what we say that has made more of an impact on my life and shown what you truly believe, that the actions really have a bigger impact on the people around you. So that is just a little reflection of my time here at EMU, and I'm really thankful for this intellectual environment where we can have those kinds of conversations where they're different, but we're all respected and can understand each other more.
Hey guys, so growing up, my small Mennonite church and my family's values and beliefs were pretty much the backbone of my faith, which I later realized was pretty unsustainable for establishing a personal relationship with God. Coming to EMU instantly opened my eyes to the wider view of Mennonites and also other people's views, because not everyone's Mennonite. So diving into deep discussions with people about their views kind of started all the questioning. And I think over time through college, my personal faith has been developing in many different ways, through those hard conversations, through the questioning, through mentors that I've talked to and had Bible study with, hearing other people's stories, going through hardships, and feeling like I have no other option but to go to God, and working through that with Him, kind of forced that relationship to start, but forced not being a bad thing necessarily. Cross-cultural opened my eyes again to more worldviews and the idea that there really can be two sides to every story. And just the importance of keeping an open mind and hearing people out and hearing people's stories, how they feel, and not just like being stuck in my own ways. And then that continued as I delved into some of my nursing courses, especially this semester, focusing on unbiased, holistic care, treating everyone equally, because you can't choose who you treat in the hospital. You don't know who's going to walk through those doors. And I think I have more of an open mind, I think that's part of my personal relationship with God. I think I've been blessed with the ability to understand people, talk to people, and really consider other people's stories, sides of the story, while remaining true to my faith. So I've also been really challenged to become more in tune with my personal faith and to voice that to people, because that's something I wasn't used to doing, wasn't comfortable doing when I first came to college. So listening more, talking more, but also acting more. So thank you.
I'm gonna share a little story that's actually took place off campus during my summer internship with the Ministry Inquiry Program, which is made possible partly by EMU and MCUSA and other churches. I was at a leadership retreat with the pastoral team that I was working with and a guy named Glenn who was facilitating our retreat. At the beginning, I was asked to lead everyone in a short hymn, so I led the refrain, "Lead me, guide me along the way, for if you lead me, I cannot stray." Just a really simple tune, like I'd done before here many times. But as we finished, Glenn unexpectedly turned his attention to me, and Glenn was the kind of guy who noticed everything, even your thoughts, and he said to me, "When you led that little song, you lowered your voice." And he grinned. I nodded, and then he made some sort of connection to good leadership that went something like, "When you lower your voice, other voices can be heard, and that's important." I had never thought of it in that way, but at that moment, I think I began to realize just what I had been learning at EMU in my classes and lessons, in my ensembles, in my composing, at the monthly hymn sings and chapel worship, with campus ministries and traveling the complex land of the Middle East. What EMU has taught me through scholarly inquiry, artistic creation, guided practice, and cross-cultural encounter was recognized by this guy, by Glenn, somehow, just in how I led that song. At EMU, I've learned that leadership is most often about amplifying others' voices, leading by nurturing instead of with a loud voice. This is the same servant leadership that I think Jesus showed us as he amplified the voices of others he interacted with, as he met people and nurtured them and humanized them. And of course, Jesus spoke on behalf of the Father, amplifying the voice of God. And so I'm really thankful for the ways that my professors have nurtured my voice in the same way, and have modeled to me also how to amplify the voice of the peaceful spirit in the world. So, thank you.
So I'm going to ask everybody to close your eyes and to think of a moment where you felt God's presence 100% and just knew that in that exact moment, you knew your life was worth something. Open them. I'm going to share a brief story of when I experienced that for the very first time. I was 20 years old and I was hiking on a trail in Mount Sinai in Egypt. Now, this hike was not only physically challenging for me, but it was also emotionally immobilizing for me. I felt like I couldn't go on. I couldn't take that one more step towards the top. But I had a friend who is now one of my best friends walk with me and help me. It was the calmest and most chaotic spiritual growth I have ever experienced in my life. And with my faith, I felt like I was walking alongside God rather than simply chasing him or looking for him in the distance. In that moment, every ounce of my faith that I have ever doubted completely surrendered. In that moment, as I was attempting to catch my breath, I felt a slight breeze, almost like a freedom call. When I say I felt free, I meant that I finally felt free to love God effortlessly, to give him my anxieties and my worries, my strengths and my weaknesses, about anything I was carrying in my heart and my mind for the past 20 years. This happened while I was here at EMU in my cross-cultural last spring. This is why I came here. This is why I choose to walk with God and to believe in him, because he always believed in me. So if you ever feel like you can't find your place on earth or with your faith or with your religion, my words to you are that if you can't communicate wholly with him, to close your eyes and to think of that moment you felt your life was worth something. When you open them, you know he's going to be there, and you're going to walk with him through your faith and through your personal experiences that you have.
Gretchen Stern. I don't have a prompt. I just came from a capstone senior presentation. So sorry if I'm a little brain dead. So I came to EMU. I was recruited for soccer, and then also was recruited for track. I also do pole vault here. I had no idea what a Mennonite was. I was like, are they Amish? Are they? My friends keep saying me, you do, you go to Catholic seminary school? I'm like, no, different religion. So as I came here, I was open to it. I was a culture shock. I'm from a small town in Maryland, country as can be. I live on a cornfield. So when I came here, it was definitely an eye-opening experience. I was able to learn more about my own faith and the Mennonite religion and each different types of Mennonites and different types of religions that are here. And so I was also opened up to different opportunities. And like, go back a little bit, I played every sport you can imagine, lacrosse, softball, soccer, track. I did gymnastics, I did cheerleading. I was the sport guru. So coming in college, I was like, sports is my thing, and also academics. But then I realized how sports is not all it can be. And through that, one experience was Ted Erickson allowed me to go to Egypt for 6 weeks, and knowing that I won't be able to train over the summer to go into my junior season. And so this opportunity came within 48 hours of application, deciding to go, talk to everyone I need to. So I decided to go to Thailand and Egypt on a mission trip where I lived in a slum, a Manshiat Nasser, or garbage city, for 6 weeks. That was the most breathtaking, eye-opening experience I ever had in my life. You would walk into the city where you'll see stacks of houses where the men will go out throughout Egypt and collect all the garbage, and they'll bring it back to their homes where their wives and children will sort through this garbage and recycle about 80% of what they have with no gloves, no machinery, just by hand. And then one day I'm looking out of my window and I see a little boy playing on a pile of trash. And this little boy had the biggest smile, the biggest happiness, like, going out of him. And I saw God's spirit coming out of him. Just knowing, being in an environment where they only have trash surrounding, they have very little, and seeing God's presence. And I coming back here to see how much I have and how much I am blessed that I can go to college. I can go out and buy food every day. And that some people in this society they are upset that they didn't get the highest new phone, the highest Xbox. And I just take that experience from that little boy and try to put it through me that I don't need everything in life. I can take the simplest of friendships, of relationships that I have. One, Miriam, a girl that I connected really well with in Egypt, she told me that in order to be happy, you have to go to God, have your family, and the friends around you to be happy, unless you have nothing. And so that's what I take. And I'm gonna take, and now I'm a nursing major, about to graduate, gonna be at UVA. So then I can take that experience and empathize with these patients that I'm experiencing every day and know that they are worth it. That one person, if I can go into a room and change that one person's life by saying, just being there with them and sitting there, even if I have 50 million other things to do and 6 other patients, I know that that one moment in that one patient's room to sit there and talk to them, it mattered. So that's what EMU has done for me.
Thank you.
So this chapel, I think, is well connected with commencement ceremonies and celebrations. Let's continue to walk with one another, especially with our graduating seniors, reflecting on what this college experience has been about and how it's launching people into whatever's next. On Friday, we have the Student Recognition Chapel here. I encourage you to come back. Many people will be recognized. And next week, the cross-cultural presentations on Tuesday and Wednesday. Go in peace and celebration and joy.